Thank you all for being here today. I'm Judy Seberg, and I have the honor of representing the people of District 41, which includes the beautiful city of Hastings. I'm here today to highlight my first bill of this biennium, which I dropped yesterday, and which helps fund critical infrastructure in Hastings to remove PFAS, or forever chemicals, from their drinking water supply. I have dropped both a cash bill and a bonding bill calling for $16.6 million for the city of Hastings to help fund their water treatment project, which is shovel-ready. The reason my bills are critical is because the threshold for acceptable levels of PFAS in drinking water was lowered last year, and this put Hastings municipal wells out of compliance and accelerated the need for their water treatment plants. The good news is Hastings saw this coming and was able to do most of the preliminary work to prepare for the need to begin immediate construction. But the bad news is that we were unable to get a bonding bill passed last session, so it has fallen to the city residents to fund this project. That's not right. I had $10 million secured in last session's bonding bill, and had that passed, the city of Hastings would not see the water rate hikes that they are now faced with. I have spoken with the chair of capital investments, Senator Pappas, and she has told me that both she and Senator Housley support an early bonding bill. Thus, these bills are critical to get the city of Hastings and other cities throughout the state the dollars they desperately need to fund critical infrastructure. I have worked hard since I got to the legislature to help Hastings. In 2023, I got over $77 million for the state Hastings Veterans Home. Last session, I worked every day to get either a cash bill, a bonding bill, or something else to help offset the cost of the Hastings Water Project. I've worked with the MPCA to urge the inclusion of Hastings within the 3M settlement funds, and I'm happy to say that now Hastings qualifies for a portion of that settlement. That's good news for the city, but like every other city that benefits from this fund, it cannot and will not cover all the costs needed to mitigate the PFAS contamination Hastings is now faced with. I support any and all solutions to get Hastings clean water, and the cost absolutely should not be borne by the Hastings residents. This was a situation the city did not create, and it is not fair to expect the city to bear the costs to fix the problem. Minnesotans help each other meet their basic needs, and the state funds water infrastructure throughout the state for a reason. It seems an early bonding bill should have unanimous support across the aisle, particularly considering some of the critical infrastructure needs of cities in both red and blue districts. Unfortunately, this does not seem to be the case. I am particularly concerned that my House counterpart thinks that providing Hastings residents with PFAS-free water is an unfunded mandate. He could not be more wrong. Water that isn't contaminated with forever chemicals is a moral imperative for every corner of Minnesota. And the cost is coming for every district, but especially those in the East Metro. What's more, I have the green jackets for my bill that my House counterpart has declined to sign, opting instead to pursue a solution that will cut directly into the funds that have been planned for the city next door, Cottage Grove, a city he also represents and which will impact other cities throughout my district. I've spoken with the mayor of Cottage Grove and with Lake Elmo Council Member Jeff Holtz, both of whom are concerned with the notion of depleting these funds even quicker and foisting higher water rates on their city's residents. Settlement funding is already running out quicker than expected, and while I support Hastings being included as a beneficiary of these settlement funds, I question whether doing so to such an extent that other cities suffer is the right answer. Council Member Jeff Holtz is also a member of the 3M settlement work group. And in that capacity, his reaction to my House counterpart's proposal is this. The involvement of a state legislator to require funds to be spent in a specific way from the settlement does not align with the process that was created by the work groups, which consisted of local staff, engineers, hydrologists, and members of the public. The citizens of Hastings deserve protection, just like all the other residents impacted by PFAS. Doing an end run around the settlement is not the solution. Again, I support creative solutions to the water crisis in Hastings and up and down my district, but I'm concerned that my House counterpart's disdain for bonding will prevent meaningful solutions to the city, which they so desperately need. I have long been concerned about my House members reluctance to support bonding, which supports funding critical infrastructure. While I was hopeful after the election that he would support this bonding bill, it now appears that neither I nor Hastings can count on his support. And I'll take any questions that you have.
Is this, you talked about this bringing down that rate proposal, which I think was something like 10% in Hastings. Do you think this eliminates a rate entirely or just brings it down?
This, any money that we can bring to the city will help the city residents by either freezing the water rates where they are or bringing them down. The increase that we saw was a direct result of the failure to pass the bonding bill last session. So the city needs to start with this project right now. They're incurring costs right now. So the hope is we can get enough funding so that these rates either don't have to go higher or that they can go back down.
And you're saying your House counterpart with this tweet here that he wants to basically just funnel the 3M settlement money that is, you know, allocated by community, just funnel a larger share to Hastings, which you're saying would be taking from Peter to pay Paul.
That's what I'm saying. His proposal would take the difference between what Hastings has received so far from other sources, potential state funding, and the shortfall of approximately $45 million. It would mandate that the MPCA take that directly from the 3M settlement funds and give it to Hastings. Hastings has already qualified for something in the neighborhood of $14 million in these settlement funds. And actually, let me correct myself. The $14 million is what would be offset, leaving that shortfall, not my bonding proposal. So the $14 million that they've already qualified for represents an estimate of what they're entitled to receive, given what they've found in one of their wells. So while Hastings and every other community up and down my district would love to have the 3M settlement pot of money fund all of their PFAS needs, it's a limited and finite amount of money, and it's not going to go that far. So when we remember when it was first created, there was a lot of discussion and work groups that were trying to allocate how this money is spent and who gets it and how quickly. And, you know, it's hard to allocate money when there just isn't enough to go around for everybody.
And you're saying that this wouldn't make Hastings whole either, your bonding proposal. Like, there would still be a shortfall there. This just would make it a little bit more bearable.
This is how they can get the project started. So the project can be phased. And when we're looking at a tremendous need, the total cost of the project is around $70 million. That's a big ask. And there simply isn't anything in the budget this session to fund something that large. We have to take it in phases. So the 16.6 that is my bonding bill is enough to get the project started and underway. And we can continue. We can fund in the future on an additional basis as the project moves along.
And without that, that's when you get the rate increase that was cited in this article and also we've been reporting as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
So has there been a ballot measure that's been out there for voters in Hastings to vote on for, you know, increase in bonding rates to the city, or is this something that's just coming through rate hikes? I mean, how familiar with this are the members of the community?
Right. I'm not aware of any ballot measures. I don't think there was one during the last election. It simply comes down to, you know, the city is incurring these costs and there's no other way right now but to pass them on. The residents of Hastings are very aware of the situation with their water. They're concerned about the quality of their water, and they're also concerned about any rate hikes. So it puts the city in a really tough position to want to be able to deliver clean water to their residents without massive rate hikes along the way.
And is it a thing, too, of just as the community... Well, is Hastings growing? And, you know, if PFAS continues to be an issue, I mean, this is something that you're going to continue to need to scale up for treatment if, you know, these chemicals are still needing to be treated and there's more of a population?
We shouldn't have to do that in Hastings. The water treatment facility that they're ready to build is 3 treatment plants covering all 9 of their municipal wells, and it's a permanent facility. It's not a temporary facility. So that's why it costs a little more, but in the long run, it'll be able to handle all of the city's needs, both now and in the future.
I'm seeing a bonding and cash. You propose both together, so really the total amount would be, you know, over $20 million, or almost like $32 million, really? Or is it here's my cash proposal if bonding doesn't go, or vice versa?
Correct. It's kind of a dual track process. So if we can't get bonding, can we get cash? I mean, if we could get both, that would be great. But I really wanted to kind of pursue every avenue, the same as what I did last session. In fact, last session I met with the governor's office to talk about special appropriation bonds. Can we do something else to try to get Hastings the money? Because it was looking a little dire when it came to getting a bonding bill done. And of course, we didn't get one done. So I've been working all session long last session, and this is my first bill this session. You know, where can we find this money? Which couch cushions can we lift up to find this money for Hastings?
I feel like I remember some hearings last year or the year before about some other communities in the East Metro similarly asking for, you know, a bonding appropriation or bonding line item to give them money for similar things for their communities. I don't recall the numbers or which communities, but I'm curious if you're thinking about like how there might be competing interest on this issue in other places too, since it seems like it's very clear that the 3M money is only really a drop in the bucket for the enormity of the need.
That's exactly right. It's a drop in the bucket. And there's a need throughout the state. If you look at all the bills that were dropped in the Senate and had their first reading on Thursday, it's just page after page after page of bonding requests and infrastructure proposals. And that brings up another good point. My concern is that Mr. Dipple's bill, Representative Dipple's bill, which calls for a city to come in and kind of grab this amount of money, you know, what's to stop other cities throughout the state from doing that? Stillwater, Forest Lake, any other city, you know, Bemidji, Crookston, around the state from saying, hey, we see this pot of money and we want some too. I don't think it's a smart thing to do. I don't think it's responsible given that it cuts against Cottage Grove, which is a city he also represents and which participates in the 3M settlement fund. So again, I'm open to creative solutions. I'm happy to think outside the box and try to chew on some ideas that might make sense. I don't think this is the path.
Anything else?
No, that's good for me. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you showing up.
I'm sure I'll be